All right, we're going to start the next talk. If you're going to stay in the room, please take a seat. If you want to leave, please leave. Okay, so next speaker is Michele, who's going to talk about a universal sparse blast library.
So, yes. At the core of many technical or scientific computing problems, we end up with reduce the problem to solving a system of linear equations. If the system of linear equations were a simple one, like a 2x2 one, the method of solving would be pretty simple. And in any case, it would involve representing the linear systems by the data structure of a matrix, so a table of symbols, or usually numbers, and a few vectors of numbers. So the matrix is the basic structure of scientific computing. In the case of such toys problems or school problems, we have exact direct solutions at our disposal, which works fine. However, once we go into the problems involving simulation of life,